Hong Kong democracy activists have been lobbying for more international pressure since the disqualifications were announced on Wednesday. On Thursday, all pro-democracy lawmakers in the city resigned in protest at the move. Beijing says the disqualifications were necessary to ensure Hong Kong's stability and has introduced new rules to dismiss legislators that are deemed a threat to national security. The UK has now joined the US in warning of potential sanctions on Hong Kong and Chinese officials. The UK Foreign Office has summoned the Chinese ambassador to explain what it calls violations of Hong Kong's rights and freedoms. Meanwhile, Canada says any Hong Kong resident who has graduated from university in the past 3 years can apply to work in Canada and will be offered a path to permanent residency. Richard Kimber in Hong Kong.